USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New data from the CDC shows that the Delta variant of the coronavirus is now the dominant strain in the United States. Delta now accounts for more than 51% of new infections in the country, with some areas in the Midwest harder hit, seeing up to 80% of new infections attributable to Delta. President Biden says the fast spread of the strain will hopefully be a motivator for people to get vaccinated.
It seems to me it should cause everybody to think twice. And it should cause reconsideration, especially in young people, who may have thought that they didn't have to be vaccinated, didn't have to worry about it, and didn't have to do anything about it up to now. But the good news is that our vaccinations are highly effective. Fully vaccinated Americans have a high degree of protection, including against this Delta variant.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
An argument on a Houston freeway leads to a teen jumping out of a car and to their death. Lance Pryor reports.
A teenager is dead after deputies said she jumped out of a moving car while arguing with her mother Monday night on I-45 in Houston, Texas. Lieutenant Cook from the Harris County Sheriff's Office on KPRC 2 News.
On arrival, deputies learned that a juvenile female was confirmed deceased.
Unconfirmed reports say she was struck by an unknown car that fled the scene. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Department of Justice says it's charged over 535 people with crimes related to the January 6th riots at the Capitol building. Nearly 500 of them are facing a charge of entering a restricted federal building. More than 150 have been charged with assaulting, impeding, or resisting officers. The DOJ says it's still working to identify about 200 more people who they believe assaulted law enforcement officers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
Health officials are expressing concern over a newer variant of the coronavirus, first identified in Peru and designated the Lambda variant. The World Health Organization has deemed Lambda a variant of interest as it's been identified in 30 countries so far, mostly in Latin America. Dr. Jimmy Faust is an instructor at Harvard Medical School and tells CBS News that he sees the new variant following the track of other variants, and vaccinated people will likely still be protected against severe illness from COVID.
So far, with every variant we've had, we have Alpha, Beta, we've heard of Delta, all these different viral variants, that it seems that the vaccine still protects against the thing that matters most, which is severe disease and getting to the hospital, to that level of sickness. So my guess is that we'll see maybe the same thing again, which is that, yeah, in a lab petri dish environment, the virus is a little bit able to squiggle away its way away from those antibodies that the vaccine gives us, but not so much that it actually causes a problem. That's my hope, because that's what's happened so far with the other variants, and I expect the science community to test that very, very soon.
And the Phoenix Suns have taken the opening game of the NBA Finals, beating the Milwaukee Bucks 118-105. Phoenix's Chris Paul led all scorers with 32 points. Devin Booker added 27. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.